Chapter 7. Baskerville Hall. The day that we left for Devonshire, Holmes came to the train station to tell us goodbye. Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer told Holmes that no one had followed them since the first day. One of Sir Henry's shoes was still missing. Just before we left, Holmes told Sir Henry, "Make sure you do not go out on the moor at night, and do not go anywhere alone." While they were talking, I checked to see that I had my gun with me. The journey to Devonshire was fast and very pleasant. We were met at Newtown Station and began our journey to Baskerville Hall. The countryside that we drove through was beautiful, full of trees and flowers. But close by, we could see the dark, empty, strange hills of the moor. As we turned a corner, we saw a soldier on horseback who was carrying a gun. Dr. Mortimer asked our driver why the soldier was there and why he had a gun.
"A dangerous man has escaped from the prison, sir," he told us. "His name is Selden, and he's the one who did that murder in London not long ago. He's been free for 3 days by now, and people are frightened, so we are trying to protect ourselves in case he attacks."
I remembered the case well. It had been a terrible murder. I thought of this killer walking around on the empty, wild moor close to the town. I felt more and more uncomfortable in this place. The beautiful green fields were behind us, and we were now on the cold, open moor. Everything was gray and empty-looking. There were large, sharp stones sticking up out of the hard ground, like the teeth of some huge animal. A cold wind was blowing, and night was falling. Sir Henry put his coat on. He looked as worried as I did. At last we reached the road that led to Baskerville Hall. It was a dark, long path, and the black shapes of old trees were on each side of it. Their branches stretched out over us like thin hands. At the end of this road, we could see the great house standing. There were some lights on in the windows, but the house still looked frightening. I know why my Uncle Charles believed that he was in great danger here. This is not a house for normal men. "It is not a welcoming place," said Sir Henry seriously. His voice shook a little as he spoke. Baskerville Hall was a huge building with a large main entrance. Most of the building was covered in dark green vines of ivy, because the house was very old. A pale light shone through the large, thick windows. "Welcome, Sir Henry. Welcome to Baskerville Hall, your home." Barrymore, the head servant, and his wife had come out of the house and were waiting for us. They took our possessions into the house. Then, Dr. Mortimer told us goodbye, because he was going home. Sir Henry and I went into a large room with beautiful old furniture. A large fire was burning cheerfully. Outside, Baskerville Hall had seemed strange and frightening, but once we were inside, the house seemed more welcoming. "Our old family home is just as I thought it would be," Sir Henry said. Barrymore took us to our rooms. The head servant had a black beard and was tall, thin, and handsome. After we had washed and changed our clothes, we went to the dining room for dinner. The dining room was huge and needed more lights to make it more cheerful. On the walls were pictures of Sir Henry's ancestors, the Baskervilles of the past. All the ancestors had angry, stern looks on their faces. As we ate, they looked down on us and did nothing to help our hunger. After dinner, we decided to go to bed. In my bedroom, I looked out of my window. There was a strong wind on the moor, and I could see the clouds moving quickly across the sky in the light of the pale, cold moon. It was a long time before I was able to sleep. In the middle of the night, I woke up and heard the sound of a woman crying. The sound was not far away, and was certainly in the house.